Danny, would you and Sarah like to come and share at this point and just give what God's laid on your heart to give? Amen.
Amen.
So good to see you.
Well, we're happy to be here, be with you. We're really happy to see Grace and Andrew. They mean a lot to us. They've been involved a lot with us. And I think they've been an important role in the work which we do. And God used them mightily among us. Before we start, I want you to understand, because if I fail to transmit this, then we fail everything. What we're gonna share a bit about what we do. But what I want you to focus and understand is not us. There's nothing special to do with us. There's no, she's beautiful, I'm Romanian, there's nothing more to that. But it's not about us. I want you to focus on what God does.
Amen.
What we do is not about helping people, and one of the things I've learned in my life, it's not what you do, it's what God does through you. That makes a difference. And I pray that you'll be encouraged. You'll be encouraged in what God wants to do through you.
Yes.
And every time I talk to Grace and Andrew, and they share about what God does in their life, I get excited because I realize what God can do and wants to do in my life.
Amen.
So a little bit about us. The beautiful lady there, she's Sarah. If you click on, she's the English version. You can see it. I'm Danny. I'm Romanian. And the two kids there are Tobias and Ella. And they are the result of Romanian and England mixing together. They came out. There are two children. We've been married for
nine years
now. I better not mess that one up. 9 years now. And God's been good to us. Where we are is the next slide. We are in that little circle of Romania, right in the middle of that circle. That's Romania, it's a big country, but we are in that little circle, and we are based, if you put the next slide, we are based in Caran, the village where we serve and where I come from, and when I'm originally from, it's called Caran. And if you put the next one, please, and the next one, and the next one, and there. We serve in a 40 kilometers around the village, and that's where area mostly is worked. That's the little circle there. And our ministry really touches three areas. It touches the spiritual, it touches social, and what we call practical.
Yeah.
Now, most of people, and I did that for a long time, I divided them, but they're all in one. And it's called life. And our ministry is our life. As I said, we're not anything special. We're not anything than just people, children of God. And the truth is we don't need to be. And you don't need to be anything else than the child of God. Because then you are everything. But our ministry, spiritually, we serve in a church. The church in Caran, where Grace and Andrew and Graham and other people came to. It's a small church, but I'll say about 60 people.
Yeah, average
about 60 people. But the truth is that God, I don't need that. You might need that because I'm loud. That's one of the advantage of being Romanian. Yeah,
that's right.
We serve in the church in Caran. We are involved in leadership, in children ministry and women's ministry. Now, when Grace and Andrew came first, and we just shared it, I'll let her to share it in a minute with you, but Grace did a women's meeting, a group where they met all the women, and we were just talking about this after lunch, and Andrew came to us and said, you have to pursue this because it's God's will, and it's such a potential.
Yeah, in Romania, women are very much taught that they're not allowed to speak in church. They sit on one side, men sit on the other. Women should have their heads covered. All sorts of kind of laws. And we're really kind of pushed down. So at the moment, what we're trying to do is really come out of that and open up and give women a chance to function in the church, give them a chance to speak, to have a relationship with God, So at the moment we've been meeting twice a week, and we're just studying about women in the Bible, getting them to see that women really do have an extremely important role in church, that we're not made to just sit and be quiet, but you know, God uses each and every one of us individually.
And we, a children ministry that we have a lot of children, and we discovered over the years, God loves children.
Yeah.
And you'll be amazed how much God can use a child.
Yes.
I'm talking about a child, an innocent child. God can use it for His glory, because that's just how awesome God is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Other works, we are involved in other churches. We have a few Bible studies. One of the groups, which is one of my favorites, it's in a Gypsy community, Romanian Gypsy community. And I have an amazing group. They travel a lot, I guess like everywhere else in the world. Yeah. But the beauty and what I love in that group is they're on fire for God. And one of the things is when you're ready for God to speak, guess what will happen? God will speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I find them like that. It's a joy every time to be with them. We are evangelism in other churches, especially moments where like Andrew comes. Usually he preaches twice every day or three times every day, which we travel around the area and we go to different churches. And I have the opportunity and the honor to preach with him. Yeah. He doesn't know I'm preaching, and we're preaching the same preaching, but we have people coming from all over England and other places, and then we go around churches and we do evangelism meetings where people can hear the word of God. And I put that outside the church, because what happens is we limit the spiritual to church, and really, as I said before, spiritual is part of life, and we do try to involve a lot with other people, people around us, through friendships, through different relationships we try to build, and is to do to be a tool, not a bad one, a good one, in God's hands.
Yes.
A channel in God's hands where we can be there for people for their spiritual needs. Now, social, we are involved in Fire Brigade. We have a group of volunteers, you can see them there. Which we've been had a few house fires. One of them was my parents' house a while ago, 1 year,
probably about 2 years ago.
We had two houses which burned down completely, and then we had probably another one or two. So we have lots of fires. At the moment in Romania it's close to 50 degrees, probably in the sun.
Yeah.
Before we came, we tried with my son to break an egg on the road to see if he cooks or not. And you can just scramble like on the road, on the tarmac. So it's that hot. So that means there are lots of fires sometimes.
Lots of forest and field fires as well.
Yes, lots of forest and field fires. So we have a group of volunteers which have the fire brigade. We've been donated a fire truck right in the back, a very old one. But it does the job. And we got lots of equipment, like the, everything what they wear, they've been donated. Brought from England.
Yeah.
Donated from England from an old fire brigade, but we try to get involved as much as we can. The next one, it's education. We are involved and we try to get more and more involved in education. A school in Leighton Buzzer, where Sarah comes from initially, kind of grabbed the school from Romania, our school, and they raised every year. And this year they brought, this year or last year?
Yeah, last year.
Last year they brought a video projector, they brought a laptop, and they bought another laptop for a different school, and we try to get as much as we can involved in education. And sometimes we have where we help or we find help for people to pursue further education, like university or colleges. The next one, I know everybody in my church tells me I need to visit more often the gym. We open a gym, and where we try to just create a place, a safe environment where people can look after their bodies. And as well, it's a bridge where the youth, and it's very used, it's still very used, and the youth do enjoy. We have a baldy building for boys and girls, and we have a cardio, I don't have a picture of the cardio area, where again, it's to do with health, and it's to do with looking after our bodies. And the next one, I'm going to let Sarah take over now. It's Adopt a Friend. It's a scheme which we have, and it's where we find a family in England to adopt a family in Romania. And usually it's a family we... Not usually, every time it's a family which...
Yeah, struggles. So at the moment we have around 35 families that we are currently looking after. What happens is a family from England will sponsor a family from Romania, and it could be anything from £5, I think, to £15. And what they get is every month they'll get a bag or two, depending on the size of the family, of kind of basic cooking ingredients. For example, they'll get flour, oil, sugar, rice, margarine,
chocolate.
They get chocolate, and it's really helpful for them, as the kind of pensions and the wages are so low, but the prices of food are so high. It's a great help for them.
Usually, there the picture is, there's my mum on the left, and there's a lady from the church on the right. And usually, the food comes in packs. We buy it as a whole, and yeah. Then Sarah with my mum and other ladies go and put everything. Now, just a quick word. Most of people live, average income in Romania, it's about 150 to...
£200.
If you have £200, it's good.
Yeah.
If you have £300, it's excellent. If you're above that, you're rich.
Yeah.
The thing is with wages, if you get £200, you pay, or the company, if you're hired, if you're lucky to have to be hired, it's probably just above 50% taxes.
Yeah.
And people do have to, and they do struggle.
It's a real struggle. And for example, the older lady that you saw back in the picture there, her pension was probably around between £20 and £30 a month. So, you know, it's not a lot at all. And
she's about 97.
This lady's 97, and she's just an amazing lady.
If you get them in somewhere,
okay. Yeah, so they're the bags, and then we take them out to the different villages. So this is a new family that's just come into the scheme. The lady was in an abusive relationship. She's just got out of it. Her parents bought her a house next to theirs. They got a loan from the bank, which they can't really afford to pay for. The children are very damaged from the relationship which they're in with their father. But slowly, and with the help that they're getting and the food and everything, they seem to be doing a lot better. The children will get help with their schooling as well as they get older, and it's just another example, really, of...
But that boy is about how old?
Yeah, that boy, I think, is about 12, but he is so damaged, he kind of... You would say he was around 6. His kind of mental age was really... He's really damaged, bless him, so... Yeah. And this is another family.
This is a family. The family, previous family, is a family for about 30 kilometers from us.
Yeah.
This is in our village. They were a good family. They had. They have another two daughters. Everything was good, but as you might have experienced sometimes, as I experienced, life sometimes have turns.
Yeah.
And God can use that for the greatest.
Yes.
And all what the devil is trying to destroy you, God will bring you around. But this family, everything was good. They take a loan to buy a house. They bought a house. He had a job until he got a problem with his legs. And then he needed an operation desperately. He had an operation done on one leg. And then I think it's a hip replacement.
Yeah.
And then he's got problems with the next one. He just finished the other one. But in all this time, it meant he couldn't have gone to work.
Yeah.
And... In order to take the operation...
Yeah, they can't... They're really struggling to pay back their...
They end up with two or three loans.
And with all the loans and the medical expenses. So them, it might not seem much, but for them to get a bag of food every month really makes a difference for them.
This is just another lady. So you see the contrast is not a different types of people. That's just the lady who... Once fall on ice. In Romania at the moment it's 50 plus. In the winter it goes to minus 15 to minus 20 where we are. A different day it goes to minus 30 or so on. But this lady had a fall on ice about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she broke her leg and she never really recovered from it. And then the next one,
This is a family that is very, I suppose, dear to me. I try to visit them at least once a month. They are on the extreme side of poor, of what you would call poor in Romania. The lady has five kids. They live in a mud, a brick house, and their conditions that they're living in is just, it's just awful. At the moment, we're in the process of seeing what we can do for them. There's only so much you can do for people, and you know they really need to have to want that change in their life. They have to change their mind and, you know, really want that. But at the moment, the food is really helping them.
It's to do with the mindset. As you can see, the mother or the father is not in the picture, and that's usually what happens every day. The girl which is looking after the baby in the arms is probably about 6, 7.
Yeah, the oldest girl is 8, and the one with the baby in the arms is 6. And the girls look after the baby. They basically bring the baby up most of the time. So it's a really difficult situation because sometimes you get to the point and thinking, do you call social services? But they could end up in a lot worse a place than social services. So it's really difficult. We're trying to find a balance of how to help them. Like I said, I go almost every month to try and meet with the mother. She's not always there, but it's a work in progress.
As we all are, aren't we?
Yeah.
The next one is practical. We do a lot of what we call Baby Gay evenings, as you can see it. What we do is very little people take the time for people. And through this practical, what we try to do is take the time, just have some food, have social evenings where we can sit, talk around the fire. Sometimes we have, I don't know if you have them here, is drips on bread where you have a piece of fat, pork fat usually, over the fire and you do drips on bread. Very nice. Sometimes we have, depends of how much God blesses us, sometimes we have proper barbecues. Sometimes we just have marshmallows. But the whole idea is where we can sit down and there is no difference, there is no, it's, we're all together and everybody shares. And another one, where I really resume everything, is what I call a glass of water. If you remember in the Bible, at one point, Jesus said, you never did, and you never did, and you never gave me. And some other people said, you did, and you received, and you visited me, you gave me. And they said, when did we not do it, or when did we do it? And Jesus said, every time. You kind of, and this is paraphrased by me, you take a glass of water, and you give to one of the least. So what we try to do here is, from hospital runs to half an hour just talking and listening to literally a glass of water or some practical things like washing the windows. Grace was telling us about people here washing the windows. It's something very little. It doesn't cost you anything, but it makes a big difference in someone else's life. A few weeks ago, I had a dear lady who came to me and says, I borrow a lawn mowing machine.
A lawn mower, she wanted.
And she said to me, could you just help me to bring it home, because it's too heavy for me. Because I want to surprise my husband, because my husband has problems with his back. And he's coming back from work, and I want to clear it. And I said, yeah, I can do that. Now, I was working on my house, and God came to me and said, it would be really nice if you do the grass for her. And I said, God, can't you see I'm busy? And now we're all doing that because we're all busy, aren't we? Life is busy in general. But this is where we need the discipline to stop. I said, okay, God, I'm here. And I end up with another 3 or 4 guys going, and we did all the grass. For us, it didn't cost anything. It didn't cost half an hour of our life. But for her, it meant everything. And my encouragement to you is, find that glass of water, no matter what it is, and give it to Jesus. Amen. And you do it every time, you give it to one of the least. And the next one, we have some prayer requests. So every time you think about us, or every time the Spirit, the Holy Spirit brings us in your mind, do pray for us. We need wisdom. We said to Grace and to Andrew, we're tackling giants. I'm talking about giants which have been established and we've been grabbed the church and people for years. And it's called the devil, and he works and manifests himself in different forms and shapes. And we do need wisdom, because if we do it by our own wisdom, we're doomed. If we do it by God's wisdom, it'll be, make a whole difference. Future projects. We have Christmas coming. Christmas for us, Andrew and Grace know, and probably you know. Christmas is busy, but we have children ministry. We have a family. On Christmas, we bring you all the families, which we support, 35 or so. So it ends up about 100 people. And we make a massive meal. And then we sing carols and we celebrate Jesus' birth. On Christmas, we have another project where we think of future for the youth. So we have a few future projects, but do pray for our family. As I said, there's nothing special about us. We're only people, which means we're still in the progress. We're not there yet. We're on the road. We are hitting towards the goal. We're on the race, but we need prayer support. As for us to be able to be one and to be efficient, we need God's help. And my last one is finances. Do pray that God will bless, to bless the work, and that He will hold. I was saying to Andrew and Grace, as a man, as a husband, I usually, when I have to deal with finances, I say, okay, God, you're number A, plan A. And then as a man, I go and find plan B, C, D, E, F, no matter how many I need. And it's a challenge to say, okay, God, you're the only plan. Amen. And that's where you say, God, let your will be done. Yeah. But this is us. This is what we more or less do. We need prayers because I can't do it without her. I've been 2 weeks without her, last 2 weeks. And she hasn't been in the house yet. She will soon. But it's a mess because I realized when God brings people together, it has a funny way of gluing them together to work such in a wonderful way that we can't function without each other. And we just really pray for us whenever you remember us. So that's about it.